I suppose today, I would say, is not quite Advent. It's the beginning of Advent next week. So really next week we'll be having Advent, what we call Advent readings. And the 4 weeks leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ in our Christian calendar is called the period of Advent leading up to Christmas. And it's when we think about how the infinite was born as an infant, how he came down to earth in flesh and blood as a child. The Creator coming into his world in disguise. So we're thinking about how he who spans the heavens and holds the oceans in his own hands condescended to become a wee child. And there was no other way for it but that, for the King of Kings, the King of Compassion, to stoop down to us. And in compassion, God brings, I would say, heaven to earth. So today's text is read in between the two great Advents. The Advent, that's the means of coming, really. The first coming and the second coming of Christ. And these readings remind us that we're going to be judged on our reaction to the poor and the needy, the hungry and the homeless and the oppressed, the lost, the last and the least. How we react, how we respond is all important. And so, in theological terms, we talk about the incarnation of Jesus, the coming of Jesus, Jesus coming in disguise in the form of the poor, of the needy. And just so, he comes to us in disguise and looks for us to respond. And you heard the words today, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. In a needy world, you know, it's not going to be enough. It's just not going to do to sing hymns and keep ourselves apart. It's just not enough. We have to be active in love and service. For if we fail to care for the poor, the homeless, and the most vulnerable, we fail to care for those whom Jesus identified himself with. Again, those words, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. And so we recognize very clearly this morning that more will be required on the day of judgment than simply being a nice person. Someone put it like this, Jesus calls his followers to be a revolutionary, caring community, not comfortable conservationists protecting the status quo. You know, in church, we put a great stock in what we believe. We say that's all important. We like to say, for example, that we are saved through faith, through our belief in Jesus as Christ and Savior. And don't get me wrong, I believe that fundamentally. And as such, the church values orthodoxy, meaning right belief. But here, in what we read today, the King of Compassion exercises his judgment not on our beliefs, but on our actions. What matters to Jesus, the King of Compassion, is not so much orthodoxy as orthopraxy. Orthopraxy meaning right action, right practice. So let's think, how much of that action, for example, to the hungry and thirsty person, needs to be consciously done to Jesus, done for Jesus? How much, or maybe we think of it this way, how much of it is to be more of an instinctive reaction that we undertake in response to the need wherever and whenever we find it. I think what counts is, when it comes to caring for people, is not discerning Jesus in the person who's in need, but simply the willingness to do the deed. The king in today's Bible reading seems to praise the instinctive response to the human need, not the act done on the basis of whether a person was deserving or not. What matters is our openness to respond compassionately in the face of human need, and it's entirely unconscious, not looking for reward for one's actions. An example of this, and I've mentioned this before in the steeple, is a famous soldier who was also a Christian. He was a Roman soldier, but he was also a believer in Jesus, Martin of Tours. And the story goes of one freezing cold day, a beggar asking him for support. And Martin didn't have any money, but seeing the man blue with cold, he ripped his soldier's cloak into two pieces, and he gave one to the beggar. And that night, as he went to bed, he had a dream. He saw Jesus in the courts of heaven, wearing half his cloak, and an angel asked, "Master, why are you wearing the battered old cloak? Who gave it to you?" And Jesus replies, "My servant Martin gave it to me." In today's other text that David read, Jesus, we see, is full of pity. The NIV talks about filled with compassion. It also talks about him being indignant, and then stretching out his hand and placing it on the leper and saying, "Of course, I want to be clean." And at once, we're told, the leprosy left the man and he was clean. Let me just give you an insight into what's going on here. I'm going to quote a famous 19th century preacher in London, Charles Spurgeon, who commented on a similar verse in Matthew 9:36. Where it talks about Jesus being moved with compassion. And he talks about this as expressing the deepest emotion, a striving of the bowels, a yearning of his innermost nature with pity. You know, this word compassion is like the word indignant, which could be translated snorted. Jesus snorted in front of him. Jesus was indignant, and his compassion was literally a spilling out of his guts in front of the man, an outpouring of his inner being on the person immediately in front of him. Now do you see the wonderful love and compassion of Jesus? Think of, you know, the leper. No one wanted to touch the leper. We used to be like that with people with HIV. Nobody wanted to touch them. But Jesus did. It was the first step of restoring the man's dignity and sense of worth. The touch from Christ restored that person. His long loneliness was over. It was like a passport. He was given a passport that reinstated him back into the human race again. He was welcomed back into humanity. It's like he mattered to God. And in these worrying days, let it be said, of this pandemic, when life has changed radically, isn't it? It's really changed terribly. I think of Christ as really the patron of hospitals today. He's in the healing business. And whether you think of parish nursing in this space on a Monday, or whether you think of doctors' surgeries or hubs, health hubs, or Nine Wells Hospital, I think of Christ as present and patron of the service that's going on. I think of him in these days of American elections, as Christ as president of every place where human lives are cared for. He's the King of compassion. That's our message today. And we're looking at what compassion involves. You know, sometimes you hear people who've done something heroic being interviewed on the news, on BBC, and they say, maybe they've saved somebody from being drowned. It happened recently in China with an official from the British Embassy. And typically he said, like many say, oh, I'm not brave. It was something I did instinctively, and I didn't think about it. You see, courage is like that. It's not thought out. It's not planned. It's instinctive. And so is compassion. Like courage, compassion is not something you calculate. Can I afford it? It's not something that you contemplate. Shall I go to this person or not? Shall I help this person? Compassion is instinctive. It's drawn from you, and you don't think about it. So I'm going to ask you, and I think maybe I know the answer to this question for all of you, do you live in Dundee? And if so, do you move about the city of Dundee? And if you do move about the city of Dundee, when you see the pain and position of some people, do you feel the heartache that they have? Do you find sometimes even your soul is ready to burst out in shame and in pity? I'm sorry if you don't feel like that. If in this city center we were all moved with pity and compassion as we should be, then we would not be having to write a vision statement for the Steeple Church today. It's one of the exercises that the elders are currently involved in. Because, you know, people wouldn't need to read a statement from our website. They would see, everyone would see the King of Compassion before their very eyes. And I'll also ask you another question today. It's a different question, maybe to a different person. Are you in despair? Are you lonely? Has anyone cruelly wronged you? Do you feel you've been given the cold shoulder, maybe even from Christian people, church people? You know, it's possible that people can do that to you because they're not in touch with their inner being. I say, in the name of the King of Compassion, don't give up. If you're in that category, if you're the kind of person I'm asking about just now, don't give up. Rather, look up. Look up to the Lord Jesus on the cross. The cross of Calvary. We know that God cares because through his Son, he suffered for our sins. The cross is the ultimate betrayal of hatred and love, our hatred and God's love. And on the cross, Jesus abandoned his disciples to die for their sins. And that very act meant that he would be abandoned by his heavenly Father. You see how costly it can be. That's the compassion of our King. And I urge you today to think about it. But don't just think about it. Follow Jesus today and love like he loves. Amen.